Jim Spencer's kind face filled with concern. He set down his fork.
Oh dear. It didn't occur to me.
I think you'd better tell me.
I am so sorry. Of course you didn't know. Professor Maynard was killed.
Killed? A car accident?
Even as she asked the question, the dread that filled her was a forewarning.
Not an accident. She was killed by persons unknown.
His voice dropped to a near whisper.
Homicide.
Claudia pinned him with her gaze.
I had no idea. Does Dr. Gold know this?
It was quite late last night before he and I managed to speak on the phone. I must apologize. You were already on your way to the airport. He was quite distraught when I told him.
I'm sure he was.
Oh, poor Zebediah.
He had been upset enough over Madeline's death. To learn how she had died would be crushing, and to realize that he was sending Claudia into an unknown situation. Or had he withheld the information to make sure she did not cancel the trip at the last minute? Had Madeline meant that much to him?
You said it was someone unknown. They haven't arrested anyone?
No. The police have yet to identify the killer, but without a doubt, they're working diligently at it. Summer Hayes has a very small department. The chief of police himself is supervising the investigation. Professor Maynard was a well-respected member of the community for decades. It turns my stomach that such a thing would happen to her.
What was it that happened? Jim Spencer picked up his napkin and fanned himself like a southern belle, then took a large gulp of water. When she saw the glass was shaking in his hand, Claudia realized just how affected he was.
I'm sorry. I find it hard to talk about, but if you must know, there was evidence that she was beaten, and there were knife wounds, too.
Claudia's stomach twisted into a hard knot.
Did it happen at her house?
No, God, no. I never would have suggested you stay there had that been the case. Her body was found in an old cabin out in the woods between the house and the university. It was Melva who sounded the alarm. It's winter recess, and she hadn't been over to the house in several days, so she didn't realize the professor was missing. The entire area was searched. The cabin, it's just a shack, is quite off the beaten path. No one in the village even knew it was there. It's been unused in eons. One of the searchers came on it and saw Madeline through the window. The medical examiner said she'd been there for at least a day or two. It was difficult to make a determination with the cold weather.
Jim Spencer broke off, looking a little green. The body would have been preserved in the cold weather, unlike if it was warm outside, said Claudia. Thanks to her relationship with Jovanich, she was more accustomed to discussing the grim details of murder than was the estate attorney.
Terrible, just terrible, Jim said, shaking his head.
What about motive?
None has surfaced so far. The police are inclined to believe it was a random robbery that went badly wrong. Her briefcase was missing, which she used in lieu of a pocketbook. They think someone must have come upon her while she was walking to the university and attacked her.
A student?
Oh, no. Most of the students went home for the holidays, and those who were left were thoroughly questioned.
Claudia had lost her appetite. If this information had been available yesterday, would she have been so quick to accept the assignment? Jovanich had a running joke that she ought to join the police department as an investigator, which she did not consider funny.
Yet, as much as she continued to resist the idea, stumbling into murder investigations was beginning to feel like her destiny.
She caught Jim Spencer's quizzical look. He must be wondering what had given rise to the self-mocking smile that formed on her lips. She had to admit, from the moment Zebediah told her about Madeline Maynard and Roxanne Becker, an invisible cord had wrapped itself around her and begun tugging at her across the 3,000 miles to Maine. Here we go again.